Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Izin asharaf wa ta'ala Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab rahmatullah alayhi, the title is Khuna Samandar. Suno da satane muztar zara dil pe haat rakkar ye lahu luha ka manzar mera sar hai zair khanjar mere khoon ka bahar ahamar zara dekh na sambhal kar suno dastane muztar zara dil pe haath rakkar ye lahu luha ka manzar mera sar hai zair khanjar mere khoon ka bahar ahamar zara dekh na sambhal kar zara dekh na sambhal kar main kali huna shigufta meri aarzu shikasta main hu ek ho sharafta mera dard raaz basta meri hasraton ka manzar zara dekh na sambhal kar main kali huna shigufta meri aarzu shikasta main hu ek ho sharafta mera dard raaz basta meri hasraton ka manzar zara dekh na sambhal kar mere dil mein gham niha hai meri chashme khoon fisha hai mere lab pe wo fuga hai ke falak bino hawa ke falak bino hawa hai meri bekasi ka manzar zara dekh na sambhal kar mere dil mein gham niha hai meri chashme khoon fisha hai mere lab pe wo fuga hai ke falak bino hawa hai meri bekasi ka manzar zara dekh na sambhal kar ye taraf taraf ke jeena lahu aarzu ka peena yahi mera jaam o meena yahi mera tur seena meri waadiyon ka manzar zara dekh na sambhal kar ye taraf ke jeena lahu aarzu ka peena yahi mera jaam o meena yahi mera tur seena meri waadiyon ka manzar zara dekh na sambhal kar meri aah ka asar hai mere dard ka samar hai ke jahan bhi sang dar hai meri aansu se tar hai meri aashiqui ka manzar zara dekh na sambhal kar meri aah ka asar hai
میرے درد کا سمر ہے کہ جہاں بھی سنگ در ہے، میرے آنسو سے تر ہے میری عاشقی کا منظر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے، میری چشم تر ہے میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے، میرا بر لہو سے تر ہے میرے بحر بر کا منظر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرا غم زدہ جگر ہے، میری چشم تر ہے میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے، میرا بر لہو سے تر ہے میرے بحر بر کا منظر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے وہی میرا رازدار ہے، میرا حال خود زباں ہے میرے عشق بے زباں ہے، کسی بے زباں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے وہی میرا رازدار ہے، میرا حال خود زباں ہے میری عشق بے زباں ہے، کسی بے زباں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری فکر علام کا ہے، میرا درد جاویدا ہے میرا قصہ دل سیتا ہے، میری رگ سے خون روا ہے میرا خون کا سمندر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری فکر علام کا ہے، میرا درد جاویدا ہے میرا قصہ دل سیتا ہے، میری رگ سے خون روا ہے میرے خون کا سمندر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے غم خوشی سے بہتر، میرا خوار گل سے خوشتر، میری شب قمر سے انور، غم دل ہے دل کا رہبر، غم رہنما کا منظر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر، میرا خوار گل سے خوشتر، میری شب قمر سے انور، غم دل ہے دل کا رہبر، غم رہنما کا منظر، ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر، جو پرا ہے ان کے در پر، کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر، غم شام ہے سحر پر، میری زندگی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر، جو پرا ہے ان کے در پر، کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر، غم شام ہے سحر پر، میری زندگی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے غم خوشی سے بہتر، میرا خوار گل سے خوشتر، میری شب قمر سے انور، غم دل ہے دل کا رہبر، غم رہنما کا منظر ذرا دیکھ نہ سنبھل کر.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilastendana Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Wak, Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Aftasab, Nawar Allah Markadu, Hazrat explaining beautifully how he went through the path of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very difficult path. But when a person has got the desire, as Allah Ta'ala says, Allah yastabi ilayhi man yasha, that that person who wants to come to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala pulls him towards him. So Hazrat is explaining that from his initial life, when he was a young man, in the company of his Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, in a village in Purpur, where there was hardly life, Hazrat and his Shaykh, a young man, 17 years old, and spending his life in a company of his Shaykh to gain this great, great gift, and that is the love of Allah. And that is what Allah has sent us here. Allah has sent us here to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we have to be breaking our heart. So Hazrat is saying, his inner condition, that khun ka samandar, that if you look at my life, it is as if I'm drowned in an ocean of blood. And what is that blood? Blood to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I broke my heart and went through conditions. This is not that Hazrat is trying to express his mujahada, etc. Hazrat is trying to give us courage and make us realize that never ever give up this path of going through to get the love of Allah. Remain firm in the company of your Shaykh only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get the true love of Allah ta'ala, no matter what conditions come upon you. If you remain firm, then definitely Allah ta'ala will fill your heart with the love of Allah. So Hazrat is saying, let safar daasta mamuttar, zara dil pe haath rakkar. Hazrat is saying, I have to explain to you, my whole journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a muttar. A muttar is like you cutting a chicken, and you cut half, and the chicken slipped out of your hand. How that chicken is restless. So Hazrat says, in the spot of Allah Ta'ala, when I was in the company of my Shaykh, I was like that restless chicken. And how can I explain you? If I have to explain you, you'll have to put your hand on your heart. And you'll have to really, this is not an ordinary incident or not an ordinary story of mine. And it's not a story, it's a reality. That what Hazrat went through, we can't imagine. Hazrat says that if you look at the condition of my heart, it's just like blood that is pouring out. Like that poor chicken is cut half and it's running wild now. And all that blood is spilling all over. So like that Hazrat is saying, living in the company of my Shaykh, and more, that although Hazrat was enjoying that company to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but people used to come and people used to think this young man spending the time with his Shaykh and unnecessary sometimes making complaints to Hazrat Shaykh and the Mashaykh, they are there to take out all our inner selves and to make us get annihilated for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. When the heart is broken, that you want nothing but only Allah, and that is what Hazrat is explaining. This is something we can't explain with my useless tongue and can't even imagine. So Hazrat is saying, Mera khun ka bahar ahmar, zara dekhna sambal kar. If you only could see the condition of my heart, it's like an ocean of blood, just full of blood. So if you want to see and you want to hear my life story, and this is the initial life story of Hazrat, in that very critical moment, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, that no person will ever able to move his feet on the day of Qiyamah, till Allah Ta'ala is going to ask you, I gave you life, what you did with that life. And the life Allah gave us, we have to give it back to Allah. And here Hazrat practically demonstrated and showed how he gave his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that life, the most important part, Hazrat Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us, Allah save me, all of us, make our maghfirat and make our satariyat, that I gave you your youth, what you did with it. Myself made a mess about it. Allah Ta'ala forgive us out of His kindness and the tawajjuh of our Shaykh. Hazrat is explaining his youth was something we can't explain. That Hazrat will just explain few couplets. There's not much time. And this is a long incident Hazrat is explaining. That Hazrat is saying that mere gul na shugafta, mere arzu shikasta, mehu ekho. How ashrafta, mera dard raaz basta. That he says that the heart of mine is like that beautiful flower that is now just broken apart. And all my desires of, especially the desires of youth, which Hazrat Ziyadi really didn't worry about that. His desire was to get the true love of Allah. And to get the love of Allah, you must get the love of the Mashayikh. And from the Mashayikh, you get the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying that the pain of this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this is a secret that I can't explain. It's only between me and Allah Ta'ala. As Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, when a person is making his zikr of Allah, Allah, then he says, Ahara juz asama hamdam nabood. That this condition of mind, that how we are making our zikr, we learn from the friends of Allah, and Allah give me and all of us an iota of that reality, to make that zikr that, Ya Allah, I forgot about you, you didn't forget me. Now I realize I want you, Allah, I'm pining for you. So Hazrat is explaining that condition of mind, that only it's between me and Allah. I can't explain to you. Mere dil mein gham niha hai, mere chashme khuf usha hai, that the pain of this love of Allah Ta'ala is very deep in my heart. How am I going to explain it to you? And Allahu Akbar, that deepness, and as Allah Ta'ala explained in a hadith of Qudsi, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, أَنَا إِنَّ مُنْكَثِرْتُ الْقُلُوبِ. When you break your heart for Allah Ta'ala, in other words, all your desires, and ya Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine a young man who's naturally got lot of desires, but has not stayed in the village and cut all his desires as far as outward lust, etc. is concerned. Ya Hazrat was going through all the pain. People used to come and people used to see. Sometimes people, instead of taking benefit, used to get jealous and make complaints. But Hazrat used to bear it all the time and making say that if I complain, it's only towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and there's not really a need for complaining. So Hazrat explained, to get this love of Allah, ye tarab tarab ke jina, lahu arzu kapina, that I was loving my life in that village, like that chicken that is now, that it's dying for life. It wants life and it's dying also. So Hazrat says, I can't explain you. My heart is only full of blood, and my heart is just pouring with the blood of Allah Ta'ala. But on the one hand, I am enjoying this, because I know Allah Ta'ala is the one who knows every condition of the heart. So Hazrat is saying, you just have to bear and stay in that condition. When you stay in that condition, yahi mera jaam umina. This is the enjoyment I get, like goblets full of the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, a person will think, what is this young man going through here? And then in the village and cold conditions, and then Allahu Akbar, on the one hand making khidmat of his shaykh for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, on the other hand breaking his heart all the time to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, this is like my Tur Sina, like a mount, I'm a mount of Tur, and Allah Ta'ala's tajalli is falling on me through the barakat of my shaykh. And this is what is called tawajjuh. When we sit in the company of mashayikh for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, no matter what condition, they will make our tarbiyat, they will crush us. Myself, we cannot even understand this condition. But when a person goes through this condition, and only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Hazrat says, I can't explain what is this condition. Meri aashiqui ka manzar, zara dekhna sambalkar. If you really want to see the condition of my love of Allah, that when the ishq of Allah Ta'ala started penetrating my heart, and this is what is a true love of Allah, in thick and thin, under all conditions, you stay firm towards your shaykh. You know this man, this great wali of Allah, is taking me to Allah Ta'ala. So remain firm under that condition. Myself today, just little. Our mashayikh tell us something. Now we want to go to somebody else. We want to go to somebody else. That wahdati matlab, wahdati maqsad. Our object must only be Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah has made it. You can only get it from one Shaykh if you are dedicated and you go through it. Then Hazrat says, if you have to see the real condition of my love, then you'll have to hold your heart and you'll have to keep your heart in. You won't able to hear my story. But then Hazrat's story came out. When Hazrat started talking of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat says, I make shukr that great, great mashayikh and ulama that used to teach Bukhari Sharif all came to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala at my feet. And this is what is called the tawajjuh of the mashayikh. When they outwardly you might think that they are telling us this or that, but this is actually to take out all this. Allah Ta'ala, Allah's love cannot come in the heart. Even if there's one drop of ujub, that is, I think I'm somebody. Forget, pride is even worse. Ujub is terrible also. So Allah Ta'ala make me understand and realize. We'll just explain one, two poems. Hazrat says, Meri fikr la maka hai, Mera dar jawida hai. That what did I gain going through this only by the fadl and karam of Allah? It's not that any person can do it on his own. It is only Allah's fadl. Allah has brought us here. But now Allah Ta'ala wants us to remain firm and steadfast. And really what we have to get here, that love of Allah and the hatred of anything else that takes us away from Allah Ta'ala. Anything, whether it's people, whether it's our desires, whatever, we have to only turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, and to throw the barakat of my Shaykh and his tawajjuh upon me, and Allah Ta'ala's fadl, going through these conditions, my fikr became that it is how it is throughout the world. And as we explained, how the Mashaykh and the Mashaykh Hazrat went through, they also indicated that don't worry, Allah will spread the fikr of yours, the dardil, the strain of the love of Allah. Allah will use you to spread throughout the world. And today we see Hazrat's name is taken throughout the world. And Hazrat's nisbat is such, the outward clothing that Hazrat Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. Anybody see you from far, they'll ask you, you connected to Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah. And through that barakat, we are connected to our Shaykh, Hazrat Nuan Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatum, which from far people will see, are you connected to Hazrat great Khalifa? We are to not even word that, and we can't even say that. But this is only Allah Ta'ala's karam and fazal. So Hazrat is saying that now the pain of the love of Allah became continuous. That now it's not a minute in my life whether I'm sleeping also. Middle of the night I get up, it's just the thought of the love of Allah Ta'ala. I'm eating, is the thought of the love of Allah. So this is what his Hazrat is explaining. And then finally Hazrat says, Ye karam hai unka akhtar, jo para hai unke dar par, koi zam hai, koi zakham hai jigar par, ghame sham hai sahar par. This is only Allah Ta'ala's karam, O Akhtar. It's not that you could go through it on your own. And Hazrat is teaching us to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, we have to be continuing, just toiling. And Allah Ta'ala makes it easy, enjoyable. Forget enjoyable. Hazrat used to explain and mention, when you sit in a company of Allah, and you get an iota of the love of Allah, to guna chorna asan nahi mazedar hota hai. Then to leave out sin is not easy, it's enjoyable. And you start hating sin. You just want to be in the company of the friends of Allah. Then Hazrat is saying, oh Allah, it's only your kindness that I just stayed at the footstep of my Shaykh. Continuously you allowed me to stay in thick and thin. I don't know how I went through that condition. But that is Allah Ta'ala's karam and fazl. And Hazrat says that if only people could able to see the pains in my heart, that what conditions I went through, that is Allahu Akbar. The pain of the love of Allah, morning and evening, Allah Ta'ala only made it easy for me. That meri zindagi ka manzar, zara dekhna sambal kar. Hazrat says, if you want to see my life story, then don't look at the end of my life. To get this great gift of the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala made it possible. Only by Allah's fazal and karam, that Allah Ta'ala kept me at the company of my mashayikh, and through that, Allah Ta'ala put such love in my heart, that Hazrat beautifully mashayikh used to say, Allama bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that there is no difference between la farqa bayna wa bayna maulana Rum, that there is no difference between him and maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi. Other mashayikh used to say, if you want to see the love of Allah in body form, Then look at Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi. And those that took from the heart of our Hazrat, like our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib. If you want to see the love of Allah, then look at our Hazrat. And look at their fikr. Tell you, whatever condition, whatever age, their fikr is throughout the world continuously. How they can pull us out of falling into the trap of shaitan and pull us into the beautiful ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us all this great gift through the barakat of our Shaykh. Only all to Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma Ba'd. Chapter number 21. Disassociation of the heart from the world and constant reflection on the Akhirat. Hazrat Amir Rahmatullahi wrote last week what we had read, despite the fact we are living in this world, for our spiritual progress, our heart must be turned away from this world and joined to the Akhirat. So for this we need to reflect, constantly ponder about the Akhirat, and you must think about this world, how worthless it is. And if you don't reflect, then a person's iman becomes weaker. But as we ponder, and we think about the Akhirat, the life of the year after, a person's iman becomes stronger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned certain ayats of the Qur'an al-Kareem regarding this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ adorned has been made for mankind, the love of desires regarding women, sons, mounds of gold and silver, beautifully marked horses, other grazing stock and farms. But these are things for the use in this worldly life. And by Allah is a better end. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I inform you of that which is better than these things? For those who fear Allah are such gardens by their Rabb, beneath which flow rivers. Therein will they dwell forever. And for them therein there will be pure wives. And the greatest of all, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu basirun bil ibad. Allah is watching over His servants. Another ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala says, whatever you have of worldly possessions will one day come to an end. But whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever and forever. Another ayat Allah says, the wealth and children are a glitter of this world, and righteous deeds, baqiyatu salihat, which will remain forever, I bet by your Rabb for obtaining thawab, and the best for pinning hopes. Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, know well that life of this world is play, amusement, adornment, mutual pride, that is a person vying with one another in material possessions and worldly pomp, and mutual rivalry in accumulating wealth and children. On the other hand, in the year after is a dreadful punishment for the rebellious ones, and for the people of Iman will be forgiveness and pleasure from Allah Ta'ala. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, you prefer the worldly life to the Akhirat, whereas the year after is best and everlasting. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by Allah that the example of this life with the year after is like the quantity of water which remains on the finger after it was dipped in the sea. The significance of this world in relation to the year after is described in this hadith. What quantity of water will be on one's finger which has been withdrawn from the sea after having been dipped in it? Whatever comparison that slight bit of moisture on one's finger has, what all the water in the oceans of the earth, that is the relation or comparison of this world with the year after. The worthlessness and insignificance of this worldly life in relation to the wonderful and everlasting life in the year after is quite apparent from this hadith. Inshallah, we'll continue from here.